بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقالوا هذه أنعام وحرث حجر لا يطعمها إلا من نشاء بزعمهم لا يطعمها إلا من نشاء بزعمهم وأنعام حرمت ظهورها وأنعام لا يذكرون اسم الله عليها افتراء عليه سيجزيهم بما كانوا يفترون.
The idolaters said that certain animals and crops were banned, and only those whom they wish may eat of them, such as those who worship the idols and others, according to their claim and fabrication. They also said that the backs of certain animals were forbidden, and that no one could ride or carry a load on those animals. Then they claimed that the name of Allah must not be mentioned over certain animals at the time of slaughter, and the names of idols must be taken instead. They falsely attributed all of this to Allah. Allah will repay them with His punishment because of what they made up about Him.
وقالوا ما في بطون هذه الأنعام خالصة لذكورنا ومحرم على أزواجنا خالصة لذكورنا ومحرم على أزواجنا وإن يكن ميتة فهم فيه شركاء سيجزيهم وصفهم إنه حكيم عليم.
They said, the fetus in the wombs of these reserved animals, if born alive, is permitted for our males and forbidden to our women. If it is still born, then the males and females will share in it. Allah will justly repay them for this statement. He is wise in His sacred laws and in handling the affairs of His creation, and He knows full well about them.
قَدْ خَسِرَ الَّذِينَ قَتَلُوا أَوْلَادَهُمْ سَفَهًا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَحَرَّمُوا مَا رَزَقَهُمُ اللَّهُ افْتِرَاءً عَلَى اللَّهِ قَدْ ضَلُّوا وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ.
Those who killed their children due to their foolishness and ignorance, and made unlawful the animals that Allah provided for them, falsely attributing this to Allah, are ruined. They have strayed from the straight path and are not guided to it.
وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنشَأَ جَنَّاتٍ مَعْرُوشَاتٍ وَغَيْرَ مَعْرُوشَاتٍ وَالنَّخْلَ وَالزَّرْعَ مُخْتَلِفًا أُكُلُهُ والزيتون والرمان متشابها وغير متشابه كلوا من ثمره إذا أثمر وآتوا حقه يوم حصاده ولا تسرفوا إنه لا يحب المسرفين.
Allah, may He be glorified, is the one who created gardens raised above the ground by means of stems and trellises, and spread out gardens on the surface of the earth without any stems. He is the one who created the date palm. He produced crops which differ in their shape and taste. He is the one who created the olive and the pomegranate, the leaves of which are similar but their fruit is different. Eat, O people, from its fruit when it bears fruit, and pay its zakat on the day of its harvest. Do not overstep the limits of the sacred law with respect to eating and spending, because Allah does not love those who overstep His limits in this and other respects. Rather, He hates such people. The one who created all of this is the one who has made it lawful for His servants. Therefore, the idolaters have no right to declare it unlawful.
وَمِنَ الْأَنْعَامِ حَمُولَةً وَفَرْشًا كُلُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ
He is the one who produced for you some animals suitable for carrying loads, such as big camels and other animals not suitable for that purpose, such as small camels, goats, and sheep. Eat, O people, of the permissible things that Allah has provided for you, and do not follow the footsteps of Satan by considering as lawful what Allah has forbidden and making unlawful what Allah has permitted, as the idolaters do. O people, Satan is your clear enemy, as he wants you to oppose Allah by doing so. Beneficial points. One's own desires are the cause for making unlawful what Allah has permitted and considering as lawful what Allah has forbidden. Zakat is due on crops and fruit when they are harvested. It is permissible to eat of them before paying the zakat, and this will not be included in the zakat. It is allowed to enjoy pure things without wastage and without overstepping the limits with respect to eating and spending. Satan is man's enemy, and he must not be followed in his instructions and prohibitions.
ثمانية أزواج من الضأن اثنين ومن المعز اثنين قل أذكرين حرم أم الأنثيين أم اشتملت عليه أرحام الأنثيين نبئوني بعلم إن كنتم صادقين
He created for you 8 types, 2 types of sheep, male and female, and 2 types of goats. Say, O Messenger, to the idolaters, did Allah make the 2 males unlawful because of their being male? If they say, yes, then ask them, why do you regard the females as unlawful? Or did He make the 2 females unlawful because of their being female? If they say, yes, then ask them, why do you regard the males as unlawful? Or did He make what the wombs of the 2 females contain unlawful because of being contained in the womb? If they say, yes, then ask them, why do you differentiate between what the wombs contain by making the male unlawful sometimes and making the female unlawful at other times? Tell me, O idolaters, what proper knowledge do you base this on? If you are truthful in your claim that the prohibition for this is from Allah.
وَمِنَ الْإِبِلِ اثْنَيْنِ وَمِنَ الْبَقَرِ اثْنَيْنِ قُلْ أَذَّكَرَيْنِ حَرَّمَ أَمِ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ أَمَّ اشْتَمَلَتْ عَلَيْهِ أَرْحَامُ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ أَمَّ اشْتَمَلَتْ عَلَيْهِ أَرْحَامُ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءَ إِذْ وَصَّاكُمُ اللَّهُ بِهَذَا فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا لِيُضِلَّ النَّاسَ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ
The remainder of the 8 types are a pair of camels and a pair of cattle. Say, O Messenger, to the idolaters, did Allah make any of them unlawful due to their being male or female, or due to being contained in the womb? Where you, O idolaters, present when Allah gave the instruction for the prohibition of the animals that you regard as unlawful, according to your claim. There is no greater wrong and offense than a person who makes up lies about Allah by attributing to him the prohibition of that which he has not prohibited, in order to mislead people from the straight path without any basis. Allah does not guide to the right path those who do wrong by making up lies about Allah.
قُلْ لَا أَجِدُ فِي مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ مُحَرَّمًا عَلَى طَاعِمٍ يَطْعَمُهُ إِلَّا أَنْ يَكُونَ ميتة أو دما مسفوحا أو لحم خنزير فإنه رجس أو فسقا أهل لغير الله به فمن اضطر غير باغ ولا عاد فإن ربك غفور رحيم.
Say, O Messenger, I do not find in what Allah has revealed to me anything forbidden except that which dies without being properly slaughtered, blood that is flowing, the meat of a pig, for that is impure and unlawful, or that which is slaughtered in the name of other than Allah, such as animals slaughtered in the name of idols. Whoever is forced by necessity to eat of these forbidden things due to extreme hunger, without looking for enjoyment by eating them and without exceeding the limits of necessity, there will be no sin on him in that. Your Lord, O Messenger, is forgiven towards the person who is compelled to eat from that and is compassionate towards such a person. After Allah mentioned what He made unlawful for the nation, in the following verse, He mentions what He had made unlawful for the Jews, to show that what the idolaters have declared unlawful is not based on anything that came from Allah, and that they are merely following the dictates of Satan.
وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ هَادُوا حَرَّمْنَا كُلَّ ذِي ظُفُرٍ وَمِنَ الْبَقَرِ وَالْغَنَمِ حَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ شُحُومَهُمَا إلا ما حملت ظهورهما أو الحوايا أو ما اختلط بعظم ذلك جزيناهم ببغيهم وإنا لصادقون.
I made unlawful for the Jews animals whose toes were not separated, such as camels and ostriches. I also made unlawful for them the fat of cattle and sheep, except for what was attached to their backs or in their intestines, or what was mixed with bone, such as the rump or flank. I repaid them for their disobedience by making these things unlawful for them. I am truthful in all that I relate. Beneficial point. The verses indicate to the validity of debate with respect to matters of knowledge and the validity of the use of reasoning and analogical deduction. Revelation and what is inferred from it is the method to recognize the lawful and the unlawful. It is wrong for a person to issue a verdict with respect to a religious matter unless he is reasonably sure that the verdict he issues is correct and will please Allah. It is the mercy of Allah towards His servants that He permits them to consume things which are forbidden at the time of necessity. All forbidden things are dirty and impure, and they are of the filthy things which Allah has made unlawful for His servants in order to protect and honor them. One of the objectives of the sacred laws is to take into consideration religious and worldly interests, and to guard the interests of the individual and that of society.